On July 2, 1953, Roald Dahl married the American actress Patricia Neal. The wedding took place in New York City and the marriage lasted 30 years. Roald and Patricia had 5 children together. Their names were Olivia, Chantel, Theo, Ophelia, and Lucy. Olivia died of measles encephalitis at the age of 7 and Dahl became a proponent of immunization in later years. He also dedicated the BFG to his daughter. Theo Dahl was hit by a taxi cab in New York City in 1960 when he was 4 months old. His injuries were severe and he suffered from hydrocephalus, water on the brain. Because of the accident, Roald got involved with the development of a device that helped the condition, which would become known as the Wade-Dahl-Till, or WDT, valve. Roald's wife suffered 3 cerebral aneurysms. These left her unable to walk or talk until Roald took over control of her rehabilitation and helped her learn how to talk and walk again. Roald and Patricia got divorced in 1983. He went on to marry Felicity Crossland. Roald Dahl loved chocolate. When at school in Repton, Derbyshire, he enjoyed chocolate that was sent from Cadbury to the school students for testing. He dreamed of inventing a new chocolate bar to win praise from Mr. Cadbury, and this inspired him to write his 3rd children's book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, in 1964. His granddaughter is Sophie Dahl, an author and former model. The Sophie character in Dahl's The BFG is named after her. Roald Dahl died in 1990 on November 23rd. He was 74 years old when he died of a blood disease called myelodysplastic syndrome. Many of his books were written in his garden shed. Roald Dahl is said to have had an old, battered armchair in a shed in his garden where he wrote most of his books. He would use a specially designed writing board on his lap, writing his stories using an HB pencil on a yellow legal paper pad. Roald Dahl wrote for around 4 hours every day. His writing schedule was said to be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. every single day. Dahl's first book for children was The Gremlins in 1943. The story was written for Walt Disney Productions and was considered an international success. It sold out the initial 50,000 copies in the U.S., and another 30,000 in Australia. The 1984 movie Gremlins was loosely based on Roald Dahl's book. The film was written by Chris Columbus and produced by Warner Brothers. The film featured evil and destructive monsters which mutate from small furry creatures, very similar to Dahl's characters. Dahl gave a copy of The Gremlins to First Lady of the U.S., Eleanor Roosevelt. She loved to read the book to her grandchildren. He also gave copies to friends and family, including the British ambassador in Washington, Lord Halifax. He was writing a 3rd book about the character Charlie Bucket when he died. The book was to be called Charlie Bucket and the White House, but Roald passed away before it was finished. Roald Dahl may have invented over 250 new words. Many of these words appear in the best-selling children's book The BFG, short for Big Friendly Giant, which was written by Roald and illustrated by Quentin Blake. Dahl's characters were often based on people he met in real life. For example, it is thought that the grandmother in the book The Witches was based on Roald Dahl's mother, Sophie. Roald Dahl wrote the screenplay for the James Bond movie You Only Live Twice. He also wrote the screenplay for another Ian Fleming novel, this time for the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. A few of Dahl's favorite authors were Rudyard Kipling, Charles Dickens, and English novelist William Makepeace Thackeray.